Hi, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Paperback Romance Book Club. I'm your host, the host with the most, Melissa. It is officially fall in North Dakota. Yesterday it was like 70-some degrees. Today I think it's supposed to be 70, but woke up and there was frost on the ground. So that's exciting. It wasn't like a real thick frost. If you're from the Midwest, then you kind of know what I'm talking about. Like, it's kind of on there. It's kind of not. You got to put your heat up in your car for like 5 seconds and then you're good. But I guess all this week is supposed to be in the 40s and rainy. So, I'm not excited. I am excited about the rain. We need a lot of rain. Anyways. Hi. How are you guys? That sounds weird. Okay, I'm done. So, if you guys follow me on TikTok, you should. Paperback Romance Book Club. Then you know I put a request out a week ago or so about finding a perfect vampire book. Now, I did write a blog post about this too, and I'm going to be updating it about every week. I have sticky notes to remind me to do that. So here's what I'm looking for. And I want your guys' help. I really do. I want a vampire book. I want the vampire. I don't care if it's male or female, really, at this point. I really don't care if it's male or female. I want spike energy. Like, season, you know, like, when Spike shows up to Sunnydale, like, I want to kill you. Doesn't necessarily have to be like Vampire Slayer. Except I would love a Vampire Slayer book. So if you guys could get on that and be like, here's the book you need, Melissa. Awesome. I want like Spike energy. I basically want Spike from Buffy the Vampire. Is he the perfect vampire boyfriend? No. And I mean, he was going that way until he basically, you know, raped Buffy. Yeah. So there's that. Like, if we could just, I know, obviously, if we could just like forget that actually happened, then up until like that point, that would be awesome. But I want like spike energy. I want to kill you and rip your jugular out, but I also just want to fuck you so hard. Yeah. And like, I will kill everybody, but I also like need cuddles at the end of the day. Am I asking too much? Probably. But that's what I am wanting in my life right now as a 30-year-old woman. So I'm on this vampire journey. Okay. I sent this request out to the TikTok universe. And I got a few back. I am currently reading A Hunger Like No Other by Kresley Cole. It's the first book in the Mortals After Dark. I don't know if I want to finish it, though. I'm only on, let's see here, I have the book right here. I'm only on chapter 5. I don't like it. I really like her writing style, and I really like our main girl, Emma. But I also didn't realize going into it that he's a werewolf. So there's a spoiler alert for you guys. She's a half vampire, half Valkyrie. And he's a werewolf who's, I guess, been chained up in the catacombs of Paris. for, what did he say, like 150 years? And then he like finds his mate. Like this is all like how it opens. He like senses her and can like smell her and like he knows it's like her mate, which I'm like, okay, that's cool. I like that. But then so that's like his he breaks free, which I'm like, that's kind of weird, but okay. Like he obviously had that kind of energy, but now whatever. Okay, I'm whatever. But then he goes after her and he's kind of like forcing himself on him. There's no like, I don't know. It's really weird energy. And I'm only on chapter 5. I don't think I'll finish it though. And I asked my husband about this, who has absolutely no idea about paranormal stuff. So getting his opinion about things is kind of nice because it's kind of like neutral ground. And so I asked him, I said, okay, I'm at this book I'm reading. This is what I'm trying to do. I said, do you think this book counts in this world? And he goes, no. He goes, well, if he's a werewolf and she's only a half vampire, he's like, I don't think it'll count. He's like, also, if it's making you uncomfortable, he's like, why would you continue to read it? Which I'm like, yeah, this is. That's a really good point. So here's my PSA. If a book makes you uncomfortable 5 chapters in or 4 chapters in, don't force yourself to finish it. Don't do it. It's not worth, not worth it to your mental well-being. And it's really cool that we have, I don't want to say trigger warnings, but I mean a lot of books are now are coming out with trigger warnings. And I appreciate that. I mean, there's this huge debate of putting trigger warnings in books at the beginning of the books, or not. And I haven't really weighed on it because I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about it. I think that if the book is already being advertised as like a dark romance or a dark erotica, I think it's pretty clear that there's going to be some sort of triggers, whatever they are. I also think that maybe if you advertise, hey, here are some things that may occur in this book or that do occur in this book, then proceed that way. But if you open up a book, an e-reader, I don't know where I was because I had to stop recording because the 2-year-old. Anyways, I think if you advertise it and you advertise your trigger warnings, then maybe you don't need a trigger warning page. I don't know. At the same time, if you have been in a situation where something very, traumatic happened to you, but you obviously still enjoy reading romance, you still enjoy reading dark erotica or dark romance, erotica, whatever the case is. Wouldn't it be nice to know that the book you're about to read may trigger something? I mean, it's literally like, that's obviously why the word is, trigger warning. So you can prepare yourself and get yourself, I hate saying the word like mentally prepared for it, but also like you have your coping mechanisms or your coping skills, whatever you need, to make yourself feel safe and grounded that it's just a book, it's not real. But at the same time, it's kind of like, well, you know what it is. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't mind them. I don't understand why people are getting like, oh, we don't need trigger warning pages. It's like, then don't read the page. Skip it. Like, it's normally like after the dedication, before a prologue or anything like that, you know, all you have to do is it's literally like hit your screen and it's on to the next page, right? If you don't want it there, don't read it. And that's my two cents. I guess I don't care. Yeah. I don't. So, in that case, I'm bringing up trigger warnings for the vampire book. I don't really have any trigger warnings, I guess. Except, I did try to read this book. The keyword is tried. It is the skeleton key, and I don't have my computer up. It's called the skeleton key. If you guys are on Book Talk, Spicy Book Talk, or Spicy Talk, whatever, or any part of like a dark and taboo romance Facebook page, you guys probably have heard this book. It's like a very twisted, dark retelling of Nightmare Before Christmas. I really thought I didn't have any trigger warnings, but I was literally only like 14 pages in, and I felt very uncomfortable. And I don't feel uncomfortable about things, which is really weird. But I feel very uncomfortable reading it. Do I want to like try to go back and read it? Because everybody's like, I know it's very dark and twisty, but it's so good. Yeah, I do. I really do. But I also have a lot of other books that like I'm reading and like, you know, I'm preparing and reading for, you know, guests to come on. So I'm like, you know, if I get to it, I know where to find it. So, I don't know. Anyways, back to our vampire saga. I guess that's what I should call it, Vampire Saga. So, Immortals After Dark, a lot of people have recommended this series, and I think I am. I really like her writing. So far, I really like it. Her writing style. I just don't think I care for this book. So I am gonna go and check out different books in the series to see if there is a vampire one. I know a lot of people have said they don't like this. They don't care for this first one. So I'm hoping that the rest of the series is kind of just like, it's just a standalone series type of thing. Like you can pick up one book and then pick up book two, but then you can only pick up book four or whatever. I know there's a lot of them. So there's that. Okay, then other book. I don't know. I think I'm giving up on it. I don't know. I'm still trying to read Lindsay Sands, A Quick Bite, and I'm only on chapter 11. I really like Lindsay Sands. I love her like medieval Highland series, anything her stuff. Oh my God, you guys go read, fuck is it called? I think it's the Highland Wolf, like just came out over the summer, I want to say. I think that's what it's called, Highland Wolf. I really like that one. I love her writing. I don't know. I think I can't get into Quick Bite. It's the first book of the Agnew Arguenou. It's very French because it takes place in like Quebec or something, Canada, and they're very French names, and it's very confusing. My 3 years of French in high school is failing me. But I read the second book first, and that was called Love Bites, and I was going to do a whole half series of the book I am going to cover in Love Bites. I did a review on Love Bites that is up on the blog or on the website under book reviews. And I think it kind of ruined it. I think it kind of ruined it. So, I don't know. I'm going to power through it. Okay, there's that. But this one is really kind of funny because they're kind of, I don't want to say they're like paranormal rom-coms, but that's kind of, I think she's trying to get at. Like, they're kind of funny. Like, they're vampires with a lot of like human type problems. So, like, Love Bite, Ethan, I have no fucking guys. I did a Google Translate and I was like, no. Okay, so Lasana, that's her name. So she's a vampire, obviously. But she has, I don't know the words for it. She like can't look at blood without fainting. Like, she has a phobia of blood as a vampire. Like, that's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. That's just hilarious. So for her birthday, her mom kidnaps, yeah, kidnaps, literally kidnaps Doctor, God damn it, Melissa. Dr. Gregory Hewitt. And he's a psychologist who treats phobias. So naturally her mom kidnaps him for her birthday. It's really awkward. I mean, it's kind of awkward. They also have this really cool, I mean, I'm all about fated mates, the fated mate trope. I really love it. And I'm not saying like all paranormals have it, but they kind of do. But I love it. I don't care. I don't care. And so in her world, the vampires can read human minds. And kind of control them in a way. But once you find your mate, whether vampire or not, because I think they can read other vampires' minds. I think that's, I want to say that's accurate. Once you find your mate, though, whether you know it or not, you can't read their minds. Because why would you want to be with a mate you can control, right? Makes sense. And so that's kind of where I'm at now, is she's like, I don't understand. Why can't I read his mind? And it was like, well, people can't read like your mate's mind. And she's like, he's not my mate. Okay. That's my impression. It's terrible. Anyways, that's where I'm at. I'm also reading another book. Crave by Tracy Wolf. This was recommended to me on TikTok. I am 70% done with it. I'm 70% done with it. I love it. It is kind of, I don't want to say it's YA. It's a really weird mix between like YA, so young adult, and like new adult. And as a 30-year-old, I feel really awkward reading about high schoolers. Like, I don't want to do it. But it's set in a boarding school, and she is a senior. And it's really good though. Keep having to pause the recording because I'm doing this, of course, on a Monday morning because I've Totally forgot that yesterday was Sunday. Okay. So it takes place in a boarding school. Grace, her parents just died like a month ago. Tragic car accident. And her uncle, she has like no other family. She's from San Diego. Yeah, San Diego. Her uncle and cousin live in Alaska, like middle of nowhere in Alaska. Everywhere in Alaska is middle of nowhere. But like literally, her uncle is a headmaster at this like super elite school, boarding school. And seriously, I think like the only way to get there, she comes in like November and her cousin picks her up from this airport because like realistically, like everybody in Alaska like has a plane. Or like, private, like small little planes. And she's hopped this plane. Her cousin's like waiting for her. And she takes her to the school on the back of a snowmobile. Yeah. And Grace is like, yeah, I'm from San Diego. Like, what the fuck is snow? I'm kind of loving it. And I didn't realize how new this book was. It literally just came out last year. I thought it was out for a few years because I've been seeing it. But I think all three books are out. There's three books in the series so far. I don't know. It does. And this is why I really love it. Okay, so Grace, yes, she is your like stereotypical brown hair, brown eyes. YA heroine. But she pokes fun at the fact that she's not going to be a typical YA damsel in distress. Tracy Wolff does a fantastic job like kind of poking fun at Twilight. And I really fucking wish this book had been written instead of Twilight. I'm gonna say it. Like I wish I had this book bef when Twilight came out. That's it. Because really, in like the first week, they're just now figuring out that like someone is trying to kill her, basically. So the boarding school is, of course, for the paranormal. There's vampires. Dragons. I don't know. I can't remember. They're werewolves. They're either werewolves or wolf shifters and witches. Grace found out that her dad used to be a warlock. Her uncle's a warlock. That, her sort of cousin Macy is a witch, and her father had to give up his magic to be with her human mom. And so, therefore, Grace has no magic because, it's passed down. So, she also just found out that, like, the boy, of course, she's crushing on, who is, like, has been saving her life and she hates it, is a werewolf, but he's not a werewolf. Oh my God, Melissa, a vampire. And last night I was listening to it, and of course he just so happens to be like, I think like the heir to like a vampire kingdom. I don't know. It's kind of cheesy, but it's so well written. I love it. This is from coming from someone who's not a big YA fan anymore. But I love it. I love it. So, and then of course there's two more books in the series. So I definitely am gonna like, cause I did tell whoever posted it on TikTok, be like, ah, they're like, I know. They're like, but the second and third books are much more like new adult. And I think that's interesting. Cause like Court of Thorns and Roses kind of does that too. Or like the first book is very like YA. like PG-13, because she does, they end up having sex, and it's descriptive. I mean, not like descriptive. It's PG-13, basically. And of course, everything that happens underneath the mountain. But then you get to like A Court of Mr. Fury and everything else, and it's very much like, yeah, this is not for 13-year-olds. Neither is Court of Thrones and Roses. Let's just be honest. I don't know if I'm going to do a Court of Thrones and Roses episode, you guys. I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about the series. And I might do that. Anyways, just because if you're on TikTok, that's like all anybody ever talks about. And so that's how I ended up reading it. Because I was like, I need to see what the fuck everybody's talking about. So that's what I'm reading. Quick Bite and Crave. And I just restarted the second book of what I'm going to talk about as a refresher. Oh my God, I fucking love it. Okay. So I'm going to talk to you guys about Once Burn by Janine Frost. Okay. So if you guys have heard of like the Night Huntress series by Janine, you know, obviously by Janine Frost, Canned Bones. This is like a spin-off series. Canned Bones do make an appearance in this book. As well as the other guy and his wife, Kira. Still don't understand that book. I might have to read that. Okay. There's a If you go on JanineFrost.com, there's a reading order of where these books fall into the Canned Bones series. Please ignore my children in the background. Okay. So okay. I'm still on the fence about this, I don't want to say this book. Okay, I also have this theory that like every first book of a series, I don't want to say it's like the worst book in the series, because it's not like a bad book. It's just like compared to the rest of the series, it's kind of like meh. Because there's a lot that has to happen in a first book in order for the rest of the books to happen, right? I mean, the episode last week of Cold Hearted Rake. Same thing. Not a bad book by itself, but like compared to everything else, it's kind of like meh. But there's a lot of shit that happens in that book. So, there's that. And that's kind of how I feel about Once Burn. It's the first book in the Prince of Darkness. I will also say the covers for these books are really misleading. Because you see, we're talking about Vlad Tepes. Yes, like Dracula. He is our main guy here. And you're thinking, woohoo, yay. But, meh. It is once again the point of view of Layla, our heroine, telling the story. It's her story to tell. First person. I don't like her. I don't like her in the first book. I just started the second book again this morning. And I also don't like Kat from the Night Huntress books. I love the series, but I'm only there for Bones, really. I don't like Kat. And I know why I don't like Kat, but that's a whole other story. So we have Layla. Oh, and we also meet Vlad. If you guys do read the Night Huntress books, Vlad is introduced, I think, in like the second or third book. He's like, you already know him. So it's not a big surprise that he has his own little series. I'm glad he has a series and not Mancari's. Well, Mancari's is interesting. I digress again. Okay. So we have Layla. I don't know how old Layla is. 25, 26, of course. When she was 16, a bunch of shit started happening that just kind of went downhill. First, okay, her father was a higher up in the army, something like that, and they were gonna get deployed to Germany. Now, as an Air Force brat, there's a lot of things that can happen when you go overseas. If your parent goes overseas by themselves, it's a shorter time. If you go over as a family, it's longer, normally like 4 years. So, Layla was also on her way, was a gymnast, and on her way to like Olympic tryouts and basically like a team on Team USA. It's pretty impressive for being 16. So, of course, Dad gets his assignments, and she's like, we need it. Can like Dad just go? And like, I'm never gonna get this chance if we go to Germany. And her parents are like, her mom's like, no, we need to stay together as a family. And she's just kind of like, seriously. So Layla finds, I don't know, I can't remember how she finds it, but she finds letters that point to her dad having an affair. I don't know if it was recent or whatever. And so she brings it to her mom, and she does admit in the book that she's like, I was just being a spoiled brat and I just wanted my way. And because like this happened, then everything else happened. It's her tragic story, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, I mean, you're 16 though. So her mom, so Layla, her mom, and her sister Gretchen, her younger sister Gretchen, dad goes off to Germany by himself. They go move in with her aunt, and Layla continues, her gymnast stuff, whatever. Big storm happens, and a power line goes down. But she doesn't see it, but she sees a dog in the forest. And so she tries to go get it, and she ends up touching the power line. She doesn't die though, but her mom gets her. Mom touches her. Mom dies from the voltage, excess voltage. It's really weirdly can explained in book one, but it is. It's re-explained in book four. Yes. Where you learn a lot more shit. It's more complicated than that. But this is what Layla's like believed. This is what everybody's believed, really, is that her mom dies because she touches Layla while she's got this like voltage in her. Layla somehow though does not die. Layla develops kinetic energy and psychic abilities. Freak accident. So I think it's with her left hand, it's one of her hands. It's more, she can produce, she can like shock people, but it's like touching an electric fence. In this book though, she develops to learn how to make like a lightning whip. It's kind of cool. And then of course with her other hand, she gets psychic impressions from people or memories, and she calls them their worst sins. And this is, I mean, and I've thought about this. I've thought about this since the first time I read it and the second time I read it, because I did a reread. And the first time she touches a new person or a new object, she sees like the past and the worst thing they've ever done. So she calls them her worst sins because I mean, she's seen it all, basically. And I mean, I guess there's no other way to say it. But then, anyways, so it does start off where she's in Florida. She's a circus or carnival performer, with Marty, who is a small person, also a vampire. And she's looking for him. They're at a diner, and she accidentally like runs into this woman. It gives her it's a little bit of shock, but she sees, instead of seeing like her past, she sees her future, and she sees that her husband is planning on killing her like that night. Yeah, it's very dramatic, and I love it. And then she gets kidnapped by vampires because they found out that what she can do, and someone is trying to kidnap her to find somebody. Well, they're trying to find Vlad. She touches something and gets this like psychic link to him to see like where he's at, but she doesn't realize that like she's kind of in his mind as well. Like he knows that she's watching him, and so to save her own life, you know, she drops and she's like, oh, I can't. But she gets the vampires out of the room, this hotel room, and she picks up the link again, and she's like, okay, this is what's going on. I'm being kidnapped. I'm being like held obviously against my will. Some people are trying to find you. So Vlad comes all the way from Transylvania, naturally. Not to t I don't think he's really there to like rescue her. I think he's there to like more see who is obviously like trying to find him. And Layla's just so happened to be there as well, and she kind of is like, hey, okay, you can't like kill me. And he's like, fuck you, I can do what I want. And so she kind of strikes up a deal with Vlad, of like, well, I'll go with you if like this and this happens. And he's like, whatever, fine. Like, she has a lot of fucking demands. I'm like, you're dealing with vampires here, chick. So yeah. So obviously she goes to Transylvania with him. He has to hold her hand. He's like, he can take her shocks, and I think it's kind of like, I don't know. I think it's because we also learn from the Night Huntress books, and then we also learn right when we meet Vlad that he has the ability to like summon flames, or if fire's around, like he won't get burnt. It's very cool. It's very cool. And so the electricity voltage that goes through her to him doesn't faze him. I think it's just like it's kind of like a tickle. So, and she's like, oh wow, of course. And so then we get that like, oh, you're the only one who can touch me type of But then again, I mean, putting myself in her shoes, if you weren't able to touch anybody without having to wear like special rubber gloves, basically, like welding gloves, rubber gloves, yeah, I would feel like instantly connected with the first person that was like, yeah, you can touch me. Like, it does not bug me at all. So, I mean, I get that. I get where she's coming from. So takes her to Transylvania. And I don't know if she's just like incapable of thinking about more people than herself at this point, or looking at stuff in like the bigger picture. But this is when she gets on my nerves. So you're kidnapped by a vampire, and then you're re-kidnapped basically by your will in a way. By another vampire, and you're taken to a foreign country. Okay. So instead of just like, I don't know, chilling out, kind of going with the flow, instead you start like making demands and poking the bear. And maybe it's because like I've read enough like paranormal romance stuff that I'm just like, oh my God, you know, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't know. But she kind of does that. And then someone's like fucking crazed. Like he's like Vlad the Impaler. Like he's Vlad Tepish. And she's like, oh yeah, that's such a cute name. Oh my God, Dracula, how fucking original. And everybody's like, what? And so she doesn't like, you know, realize that he's actually, you know, Vlad Tepish, like the Vlad Tepish. And then she's kind of like, oh shit. And it's like, yeah, Layla, oh shit is right. But we find out that they're after Layla to find Vlad. And that it's someone from Vlad's past. It's very, I don't want to say it's very complicated, but in the first book, it's kind of like, I don't want to say skimmed over, because again, this is like Layla's story, right? So if she doesn't quite get it, we don't quite get it. But they're still trying to kidnap Layla. Who wouldn't with her abilities? Correct? Correct. So she kind of figures out that she's like the only one who can like poke at Vlad without being eaten, which I'm like, okay, whatever you say. And snapped at or broken, whatever. She finds the human donors, and they're like, oh, come to this club with us, blah 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 blah. She's like, all right, I have nothing else to do. And then she goes there, it gets attacked. That's when she figures out that she can like harness her electricity into like a whip. She almost gets killed. Vlad is, that's weird. So we're at this point where Vlad has, and this is also to, I think, where Cat and Bones come in. I just said his name. Starts with an M. He's the other vampire guy. Oh my God. Kira, his wife. Ah. Minkiris. There you go. All right. They come to help, and then they scatter to the wind. And it's kind of like weird. I think they just like show up as they like, ah, this is part of this book. They do come back. I think it's in book three. I want to say book three to help. But Vlad has like figured out who is trying to get at him. And this guy's supposed to be dead. And obviously he's not. And now Layla has a target on her back because Vlad has taken her in. And basically has like shown an interest in her. And so obviously not like she's in danger. So I don't know. Naturally, Vlad and Layla end up having sex together. She's still a virgin because, you know, when her accident happened, she was only 16 at the time. Can't really have sex with people when you are like electrocuting them. She also has self-esteem issues because of all the teasing that happened in high school. She has a pretty big scar on her face that, you know, she tries to hide. And Vlad, this is where I like really like Vlad. I really like Vlad. And that's why I'm like, I want more Vlad in these stories. Like, I want this as Vlad's tale, not Layla's. Or, you know, split point of views. Okay? Because it's called the Night Prince series. Not Layla's. Not Layla's series. And I don't know. Maybe he's just a very complex character. He obviously cares for Layla. He shows it in a very bad way. It's very toxic. And Layla, like, literally pretty much never having, like, a boyfriend, like, clutches onto this and onto Vlad and, like, is like, oh my God, obviously, this has to be serious and blah, 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 blah. And I mean, like, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, of course she's gonna act that way. She never got any of that clinginess that we go through in high school with like our first boyfriends and shit like that, or in college. Like, she's never had any of that. Like, how would she know, like, okay, relationships are weird. And like, instead of acting one way, like, I don't know. Don't know. And then again, I think, okay, well, maybe I'm just like projecting my own issues of being gaslighted and told, you know, I was just clingy all the time. And be like, okay, don't act like this because I was told not to act like that, you know, by a previous boyfriend. I don't know. So that's also where I have a really hard time like differentiating, like, oh, don't act like that because I was told, don't act like that. And no one's gonna like you. No one's gonna love you. I'm not gonna love you anymore if you keep acting like that. So whenever I read stories where the heroine gets really clingy, I'm just like, oh, don't act like that. Naturally. So that's also kind of why I have a hard time. That's why I'm like doing a complete reread of this series, is because I don't know, I'm just like projecting my own traumatic issues on this first book, or what. I get that she's never had a boyfriend before, and so the basically the first guy who can touch her, and she starts to feel things. And I was like, that's awesome. That's great. But also, like, can we take a minute here? Can we take a minute? Is this actually a healthy relationship? I don't think so. I really don't think so. I don't think Layla and Vlad have a healthy relationship. And it's kind of pointed out in the beginning of the second book. Because something else happens, and Vlad has to coat her in his essence. That sounds really weird. That's literally how it's like put. Basically, he like puts his flame retardant aura around her so she can't get burned, because there's a fight. That's right. There's a fight and explosions. So he puts, this like flame retardant stuff around her. And because of that, she loses her ability for her psychic ability. And when that happens, Vlad starts disappearing on her. Like they stop having sex, he stops sleeping in the same bed as her. And I mean, a lot of that's addressed really in the second book. And so, again, you're just kind of questioning, okay. And she questions too. Like, okay, so I lose my ability and, being special and useful. And now all of a sudden, like, you're just not gonna be with me. Like, we're just, what? So, I don't, again, am I explaining this correctly? Probably not. So, like I said before, this is the first book of a series of four. They get a lot more complicated. In terms of plots and characters and stuff like that. First book, Layla. I don't want to call her immature, but like she has a lot to learn about the world, especially like the world of vampires. And everybody's just kind of assuming that she knows all this because her best friend and mentor, is a vampire. And she doesn't. It's a very good book. I recommend the series. I really do. If you're able to get like all four books, read them audio. The audiobook is very version is very good. If you're able to like go to your library and get all four books, do it. To read them like all back to back back back. It's a very complex book. It's not very good compared to the rest of the series, but again, I don't think first books of any series is very good because it needs to set up the rest of the series. It needs to explain a lot of things, and yeah. Here's where it gets complicated. As a standalone, I rate this a 4-star book. Out of the series, I rate it a 3. It's meh. Do I like Layla? I don't know. I don't like first book Layla. I kind of like warm up to her. And that's kind of how I feel about Cat too, is like, I mean, the character development, character arches happen over the course of the series. There's a lot that happens in a way. I don't even think I've explained that right either. Basically, someone is trying to kill Vlad, and the way they're trying to do that is through Layla, because he's shown an interest in her, And he's one of those guys who like doesn't show an interest in anybody, let alone humans. So naturally they're gonna go after Layla. She does get kidnapped again. She gets kidnapped a lot and tortured. But then she kills the person who, so I mean there's a that awesomeness. So do I think she's kind of being clingy and over dramatic in the beginning of this book? Yes, I do. At the end of the book? I mean, at the end of the book, when she loses her psychic ability, she's still, voltage up. And Vlad kind of just like ghosts her in his own house. Yeah, that's really shitty. I personally don't know how this relationship works over the course of four books. It somehow does. But Vlad has his own issues, and he's explained those issues to her, and she's like, yeah, I totally get it. I understand. I understand. And then he like does something, and she's like, why are you doing this? Why are you acting like this? And he's like, I told you why. And that's another thing. It's the communication is really off on this book, on between her and Vlad. So, but if you like vampire books, I do really, really recommend this book. And this, I recommend this series. I 100% recommend this series. You have to read them in order. You don't. Okay, so I read these books before I started the Night Huntress books. I got a little confused on who some of the character were like, Cat Bones and all that stuff. I mean, they only show up a few times. So it's not like, okay, who are these people? It made me curious though, and then it made me go read them, and I was like, oh, okay, well, now it makes sense. But I really feel like you don't need to read the Night Huntress books to understand Vlad and Layla. Hope that makes sense. So, okay. I need to start a bracket. I'm gonna start a bracket, and I'll put this on Instagram, Twitter, and of course the blog at paperbackromancebookclub.com. To rate the vampire books. That's what I'll do. So right now, between, and this is not like for every vampire book I've ever read. We're kind of gonna start new on this. We're gonna start new. A new journey of vampire books, okay? I just literally went to a library sale accidentally on Saturday. How do I go to a library sale accidentally on Saturday? Well, I'll tell you. I went to the library to return some books and to request a meeting room. And they just so happened to have a library sale. So I did pick up a copy of Twilight. Did I used to have all the copies of Twilight? I sure did. And then I donated them all. So I only grabbed the first Twilight book because I. As soon as I'm done reading Twilight again. I am going to force myself to read Twilight again. It's going back in the donation box. So we're going to be starting this anew. A new chapter of vampires. So far we have Once Burn. Love Bites. The Night Huntress books. I think it's, what's the first one? One Foot in the Grave. I think that's our first one. Oh, and then we have August from Rooksgrave Manor. That episode is coming out next week. I did a episode of Rooksgrave, The Lady of Rooksgrave Manor is a reverse hit monster harem. I talk with Magical Molly about that. If you guys have seen it on TikTok, okay. So yeah. Let's start a bracket because we got to kind of figure out where this lies. But that was Once Burn by Janine Frost. 4 out of 5 stars. I recommend it. I recommend the series. It gets a lot more interesting after the first book. Again, they are not standalone books. It is a 4-book series. They are very quick reads though. So if you're like, ugh, 4 books, that's a lot in a series to like dedicate to. They're very quick. A lot happens. There's not a whole lot of like dilly-dallying. There's a lot of things that happen that you don't see coming. And yeah, I think that's it, you guys. I think that's it. So, thank you for listening. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, my website, paperblackromancebookclub.com. You can also find me on the TikTok. I do 60-second book reviews. It's book reviews, book recommendations, book summaries, books you should read. I don't know what to call it yet. Yeah, if you go follow the blog, I think I'm starting a mailing thing. So if you'd like to get the note on that, go to the blog, sign up for an email. It's only going to be like a once a month thing because I don't have time for it. Also, I did something. And I'm only going to say this on here for right now because my mom doesn't listen to the podcast. And the only person who knows right now is my husband. No, I'm not pregnant. No, that ship has sailed. 3 kids is enough. Oh my God. So, Kindle Publishing has come out with a new, it's called Kindle Vella or something like that, and they're episode type stories. It's kind of like, so, you know, they're not, it's not a full length book. Yeah, you know, you read like a chapter at a time, an episode, chapter, whatever, at a time. And I've been wanting to be a writer, I think, basically, you know, since forever. Probably like most readers, where you read and you're like, I have stories to tell. I have stories to tell. So I can tell you this. Last year during the pandemic when we were still in the hotel, I wrote an entire book. And then I put that away. I'm currently still, I'm like rewriting it because there's a lot of things I liked about it. And then I was like rereading. I'm like, this is really complicated. It's not that book. This is another story I've had in my head for, oh, probably a year and a half now. And I took the plunge and published it. Well, I did. I signed up for the Kindle Vella. I am going underneath a pen name, Matilda Kraus. There is a reason why. So Kraus is my maiden name, and Matilda was actually the name my dad wanted to name me, except instead of Melissa. So, and I really like that name. And my husband always is like, yeah, you look like a Matilda. You act like a Matilda. I'm going to take that as a compliment because, as all you book lovers know, Matilda is the best bookworm movie book out there. I digress. So, if you guys go on, I don't know if you go on like the Kindle store or the Amazon store for the Vellas. I have three episodes up now. The story is called When a Witch Comes to Town. It is a paranormal romance. The three episodes are up. I think all three episodes are free. I'm not sitting, and then I know you have to buy coins to buy other ones. I'm not setting coin limits very high because I know you can buy like 140 coins for like $1.99. That's awesome. And I think that's how I'm going to do the thing, is even it out to what the rest of it will be to, if you only buy $1.99, that's buying like an ebook, basically. So when it is all completed, though, I will be probably producing it into an ebook. But I published something. Did I have a mini breakdown when I did it? Yes. Did I scare the shit out of my husband? I sure did. Did I like have a full-on panic attack and like want to delete it automatically? Yes, I did. My husband stopped me though. He's like, no. He's like, we're gonna. He's like, you did this. He's like, you've been talking about it. You've been talking about the story. He's like, we're gonna. You're gonna leave it up. This is. It's fine. If you guys want to follow my author page, that sounds really weird. Author Instagram page. It is Matilda Kraus Writes. I think the profile picture is like a pink and purple circle with the MK on it. And yeah, it's kind of a paranormal rom-com with dark elements in there. But yeah, it is about a witch who comes back, has to come back home after her great aunt dies to take over guarding a gate to the unnatural world. In the Outer Banks of the Appalachian Mountains in Tennessee. And her magic is very complicated. And you'll learn about her magic later. I mean, you kind of get to know it in the prologue, but she has death magic, which wasn't her natural magic, but you learn about that. And then you meet Nash, or witch's name is Aveline. Aveline. Aveline, Aveline, Aveline Porter. And then our hero is Nash Jackson, who was. Have you ever listened to the song, A Well-Respected Man? He's basically that. He is a no-nonsense guy. He likes his routine. He does not do well with change. He owns a family hardware store that's been passed down from generations to generations since like it opened in the 1800s, okay? Something happens, something awakens in him, and he finds that he is actually a witch hunter, which does not mean what it used to mean, obviously. So together, Evelyn and Nash have to kind of team up because he is just like a lost little puppy in this new world of paranormal supernaturals. And he's like this big, gold, burly mountain man. And of course shit happens. And one of the gates may or may not be opening. So it is going to be a series. It's going to be a series of the Bleeding Hearts, Tennessee. With some fays and dragon shifters, werewolves, not wolf shifters, some other fun stuff.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
And fire trucks.
And fire trucks, according to my 2-year-old. So, if you guys want to check that out, that would be awesome. My Instagram, again, for that is Matilda Crossroads. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Remember, your public libraries are there to help you and use them. All right, goodbye.